In West Baltimore, there's a group of dads who didn't have someone to say Happy Father's Day to when they were growing up, and they're bonding over it. It's led them to work extra hard to strengthen relationships with their own children. Part of that work comes with attending a fatherhood class. The students grew up in poverty and have spent time in and out of the criminal justice system. Shireen Marisol Meraji from NPR's Code Switch team recently visited the class.
You done broke them chains.
From my body and my brain.
But you was deaf, dumb, and blind.
Till I took back my mind.
About 24 dads, all African-American, all from inner-city Baltimore, start this fatherhood class with a bonding exercise, call and response, where they voice their strengths and goals in unison.
Have a seat.
This isn't a typical classroom setting. The tables are arranged to face one another. The teachers, like Edward Pitchford, are called fatherhood specialists. They don't lecture at the front, but sit with their students and engage them in discussions based on the curriculum, communicating calmly and effectively with the mother of your children, nurturing your kids, not just paying child support. Today, it's looking for work.
One of the participants came through the program. He had an opportunity to get a job making like $25 an hour.
Oh, no, man.
And they told him, listen to me. And they told him he had to cut his locks. And if he cuts his locks, this job is secure for him.
And Pitchford goes on to say he refused to cut his dreadlocks and didn't get that job. A young man on one side of the room with locks past his shoulders nods his head in approval. Another shakes his recently shaved dome and says he cut his off for a job making a lot less at Burger King to provide for his kids. And he'd do it again.
Hold up. Let's read this next one. Let's read the next one. Living purposely.
Some of the guys have been coming to this group for years. For them, it's a support network, a safe place to share successes and talk through stumbles. Others are fairly new.
Kenneth Edwards. I have 3 boys and 1 girl.
Edwards is 30. He's living with his girlfriend and daughter. His 3 boys are each from different women, and he wants to be more involved in their lives. That's why he says he's here, to figure out how to do that in the right way. Edwards calls his father
a holiday dad, come around, you know, birthdays, holidays.
And was raised by his mom in the once notorious Lexington Terrace housing projects.
This crazy environment with all these drug dealers and people that's using drugs and it's just chaos. That was absolutely no role models. I mean, besides the television.
And he says the television is what provided most of his fatherhood guidance.
You know, TV dads, Full House and Family Matters. So I try to show them, you know, I can get down on my knees and play with them and stuff like that. So that was kind of helpful, having that image.
How do you develop behavior, you know, when you don't see it?
Joseph Jones created the Responsible Fatherhood Program and is the president of the Center for Urban Families in West Baltimore. Jones grew up in Baltimore without his dad around and fathered his first son young. He was a drug dealer and addict at the time, but says an inpatient rehab program saved his life. He went to college and after spent almost a decade working at the Baltimore City Health Department. There, Jones was charged with getting substance-abusing pregnant women to their doctor's appointments and was often confronted by angry boyfriends.
Who the hell are you with my girl? And I said, okay, let me stop everything I'm doing and give him some attention on it, help him understand that I'm not a threat to him or his girl. And once I got their confidence, they said, you know, we need help.
Jones says he developed this fatherhood program years ago to help those men, who he says social programs have overlooked in favor of assisting mothers and children. He says he knows 2 meetings a week isn't a panacea to the problems facing black fathers in Baltimore's inner city, but it's a positive starting point.
God, grant you serenity to accept the things I cannot change.
Back at the fatherhood class, the men end by reciting the serenity prayer and by wishing one another a happy Father's Day. Shireen Marisol Meraji, NPR News.